Chapter 8. Prisoners. The boys returned to the wall of fog. They walked into it, but something pushed them back into the garden. They tried again and again, but the same thing happened every time.
"Now do you believe me?"
said Wendell.
"We're prisoners."
"Maybe Lulu knows a solution,"
said Harvey.
"I'm going to ask her."
But Lulu wasn't in the house.
"Where's Lulu?"
Harvey asked Mrs. Griffin.
"I can't tell you,"
she answered quickly.
"Mr. Hood doesn't like questions."
"I don't believe Mr. Hood exists,"
Harvey said.
"We never see him."
"Be careful,"
Mrs. Griffin said in a quiet voice.
"Mr. Hood can hear you. Don't make him angry. Go and have fun."
"What is this place?"
asked Harvey.
"Is it a prison?"
"No,"
Mrs. Griffin said quietly.
"Can we return to our homes?"
Harvey asked.
"No, you can't,"
said Mrs. Griffin. She put her hands on Harvey's shoulders.
"Don't try to escape, Harvey. Kana will catch you."
"Kana?"
Harvey said.
"Who's Kana?"
"Don't ask any more questions,"
shouted Mrs. Griffin. Harvey went to Wendell's room.
"Come on, Wendell,"
Harvey said.
"Let's go and have some fun."
"Fun?"
shouted Wendell.
"I can't have fun because..."
Harvey put his hand over Wendell's mouth and showed him a note. Wendell read it and smiled at Harvey.
"Don't say anything. Mr. Hood is listening. Let's try to escape at 12 o'clock tonight. Meet me next to the wall of fog."
The evening passed slowly. Everybody went to bed and the house became very quiet. Harvey was nervous. 2 minutes before 12 o'clock, he got out of bed and got dressed. Then he went downstairs. He moved very slowly and quietly. He went out of the kitchen door into the garden. Suddenly, somebody called his name.
"Harvey."
It wasn't Wendell, and it wasn't Mrs. Griffin. It was Lulu, and she looked very sad.
"What's the problem, Lulu? I want to help you."
"You can't help me. Nobody can."
Lulu approached Harvey and smiled.
"I want to give you something,"
she said.
"But don't look at me. Close your eyes."
Harvey closed his eyes, and Lulu put something big and cold in his hand. Then she ran towards the lake. Harvey opened his eyes and saw the beautiful ship.
This was at the bottom of the deep lake,
thought Harvey.
How did Lulu find it?
Harvey followed Lulu to the lake. He saw her face and he was very frightened. She didn't have a nose or arms now. Her eyes and skin were silver and she had a silver tail.
"I can't believe it,"
Harvey thought.
"Lulu's transforming into a fish. But there are other fish in the lake. Maybe they were all teenagers like us in the past."
"Goodbye, Harvey. You were my friend,"
Lulu said. Then she jumped into the lake.
"I can't help Lulu now,"
Harvey thought sadly.